Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 40.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Health Daily, the podcast that brings you the best content in health, fitness, and nutrition 5 days a week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Dr. Neil Malik.
Hey there, happy Friday. Welcome to another special edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I, Dr. Neil, answer your questions relating to health and fitness. Now, in case you didn't know and you're wondering, why am I considered a quote-unquote expert when it comes to nutrition, fitness, and stress management? Well, I have my doctorate degree in public health. I'm also a registered dietitian nutritionist and a personal trainer or exercise physiologist, essentially the same thing. Now, typically, I read blog posts to you during the week and reserve Friday to answer questions submitted from you, the listeners. So if you want to submit a question of your own and be in special raffles to win books and lots more from us, make sure you listen at the end of the show, where I'll mention exactly how you can do that. Again, this is one of my most favorite segments of the show. Before we get to it, let me share with you an inspirational quote for today. If you wait for perfect conditions, you'll never get anything done. I thought this quote reflected the theme of this past week really nicely. If we just take that first small step, doesn't have to be perfect, as long as it's progress, that can lead to substantial change. All right, let's get on to answering your questions and start optimizing your life. So this week's questions came from Jamie, and he sent them via email from our website. Jamie's first question was, could you give us your opinion on castor packs for liver cleansing to improve lymphatic drainage and immune system functions? Now, let me take a step back. For those of you that aren't familiar, castor packs, or sometimes called castor oil packs, have been used for a number of different conditions and illnesses. A castor oil pack is made basically by taking a piece of fabric, like a piece of flannel, soaking it in castor oil, and then placing that soaked fabric on the skin. Now, but that's not all. The soaked fabric is actually covered with a sheet of plastic, and a hot water bottle is placed over the plastic to provide some heat. Now, usually, castor oil is sold as a kit with all of these items together, so folks don't have to worry about finding all of the materials on their own. So usually this pack is left on the skin for up to an hour. It just depends on the type of kit that was purchased. Each one has its own instructions, so if you do buy one, be sure to read those instructions first. So going back to Jamie's question about my opinion on using these castor packs for like liver cleansing and improving lymphatic drainage, helping the immune system, etc., basically they couldn't hurt. Now, unless someone was allergic to the castor oil for some reason, or the fabric, or if the water bottle was too hot, using this type of treatment likely would do no harm. Now, whether castor oil packs actually help the liver clean the blood or improve lymphatic drainage and help the immune system is hard to say. What often happens when folks use these types of therapies is that they believe it will make them feel better. So sometimes just that belief will in fact make a person feel better, which in turn could make their immune system stronger and have all these wonderful effects. Now, why is that? Well, if they feel better, maybe they'll sleep better, and then they'll eat better, which will make them want to get up and move more often. And all of these basically lead to a cascade of improving the immune system, making them more confident, etc. And in fact, if we just use the example of getting up and moving more, we actually are finding that that helps improve lymph drainage. So again, I would say if you enjoy using castor oil packs and it makes you feel better and it's not harming anyone or anything in the process, enjoy it and go for it. But without well-designed studies, I simply don't know if castor oil kits are truly helpful. On the other hand, manual lymphatic drainage therapy, basically it's a type of massage that's designed to help drain our lymph nodes, has actually been showing promise. But here again, there aren't a whole lot of studies out there to really know for sure. If it doesn't cause any harm and makes you feel better, then go ahead and enjoy it. Now moving on to Jamie's second question, what is your opinion on using acupuncture to help balance energy and to help stay healthy? Now acupuncture has been around for a long, long time. It's just unfortunate that it's taken so long for Western cultures and Western societies to adopt it. Acupuncture can be a helpful treatment for many conditions and has actually been studied really thoroughly for a number of different illnesses. But the problem is there's not a whole lot of research on there on energy balance and health maintenance. So this is another great example of one of those cases where if it's not doing you any harm and it makes you feel better, then stick with it. Now, I didn't want to leave you hanging here, so I'm going to read a list slowly of some conditions that acupuncture has actually been used to treat and help improve people's health. And this is from well-designed studies. So here we go. Allergies, depression, jaw pain, headache, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, helping induce labor in pregnant women, knee pain, low back pain, morning sickness, nausea and vomiting, neck pain, dental pain, pain that happens after surgery, rheumatoid arthritis, sciatica, recovery from a stroke, tennis elbow, abdominal pain, alcoholism, type 2 diabetes, earaches, obesity, premenstrual syndrome, basically PMS, recurring lower urinary tract infections, schizophrenia, ulcerative colitis, and even Tourette syndrome. Now, I didn't list every single disease, illness, or condition that acupuncture may help improve, but you get the idea. Definitely helpful for pain and even for some chronic conditions that don't involve pain necessarily, but other organ systems, acupuncture can be useful. So how would you go about finding the right acupuncturist if this is something you wanted to try? Now, all states should have some sort of licensure for acupuncturists. In the state of California, where I am, there is a licensure for acupuncturists, and they are licensed by the State of California Acupuncture Board. What's great is some health insurance plans will actually cover acupuncture treatment, but you always want to call the office that you're interested in receiving treatment from and ask about their rates and whether they accept your insurance.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right. Thank you so much for your questions, Jamie. Now, if you'd like to send in your own question, it's really easy and free to do. Just come by oldpodcast.com and there's a red bar on the side of the page. If you click on that, you can submit an audio question using your computer's microphone or if you use the mobile app. You can listen back and do as many takes as you like, and it's super simple. So once again, just visit oldpodcast.com and click on the red bar along the side of the website to submit your question. If you can believe it, another week of the show is in the books. I hope you have a great weekend, and I'll see you in Monday's episode where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.